On this episode of the Edge podcast, I sit down with ClearEdge CEO Leslie Vickery to talk about her thoughts on 2018 marketing. In our conversation, Leslie shares the most important element to having a successful marketing team that contributes to the organization's bottom line, how all organizations can differentiate themselves from competitors, the rise of voice and video in 2018, how organizations can get a positive return on their CRM and marketing automation tools, and so much more. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Edge. I'm Emily Tatum, and today I'm joined by ClearEdge's fearless leader, our founder and CEO, Leslie Vickery. Leslie, thank you for coming on The Edge.
Thank you, Emily. Thanks for having me.
Usually you're on the other side with our Women in Recruitment series you're interviewing, but today I wanted to talk to you because we are 1 month into 2018, and I want to get your insight on what organizations can expect with marketing this year, trends, new strategies that are emerging, because our clients have really hit the ground running in their 2018 marketing strategies, and there's a lot to look forward to. So let's get started. What are some marketing trends in 2017 that you think will carry over into 2018?
All right. Well, first of all, you are putting me in the hot seat today. So yes, normally I'm used to interviewing other people, but it's actually kind of fun to be on this side of the table to talk about something we're both super passionate about, which obviously is marketing. Mm-hmm. So while this isn't necessarily a trend, what I'm going to start with, it's something that I continue to see and it continues to surprise me, which is marketing leaders or marketing teams who are not aligned with or understand or can clearly articulate the business goals. So they're kind of just off working in their own silo. They're very either reactionary to just requests that are coming in. So that's what they're constantly doing. So they always feel busy and they feel like they're contributing to the business, and they certainly are, but not in a way that can get the business to the next level. So I would just say, as marketing leaders, to kind of ask yourself, do you know what the goals are for the business, where the company is headed? Have you been part of the meetings with management where they're talking about exactly what needs to happen this year financially, and then how marketing can help make that happen? That, to me, is one of the biggest red flags when we're working with organizations where the marketing team's kind of in the dark with that. So I would say it's not necessarily a trend that we want to see, but something that we all can be a part of making change. Probably the piece that I'm seeing the most, and I know you are as well, with clients we're working with, is really their stories.
Yeah.
So who are they as a business, and not necessarily what it is that they do as services, but why they're in business, what's important about their company, what the company's story is, and, you know, always looking for that kind of key piece of the business that separates them and differentiates them. A lot of people right now are focusing on painting that picture of who they are, what is their narrative, what's important to their company. You know, we just went through it as a firm last year where we took a step back with ClearEdge and really tried to look at our own brand, not only the look and feel, but who we are as a company and the message and how we go to market. So that's something we're working on a lot with clients right now. They're seeing that they need to differentiate right now. They need their teams to understand what the story is. So not just the management, but every single person. What is that thread that kind of goes through your entire being as a company and is important in that passion that you do, that then can be translated as you talk to candidates, as you talk to clients and prospects about your firm? It's important to make that investment to know what that story is and really paint that vivid picture.
Right. People love stories, and they love hearing stories. They love hearing success stories. I mean, as marketers, it's always a jackpot for us too when companies come to us and they have some compelling romantic story of how they started their company or what they're doing with their company. That's great with obviously showcasing through marketing. But I think companies need to realize too that they don't always have to have that in order to create a compelling story for their business, that it's really anything that makes you unique that you can showcase and that you can leverage in order to bring other people in to your business to relate to you, to want to work with you and move forward with your solutions.
Right. And I think people get nervous because they think to themselves, I don't know what that unique differentiator is. You know, we are just like everyone else. But in reality, when you start talking to candidates who work with you or clients who work with you, partners, your own vendors, something will come to the top that differentiates you. You just need to find what that is and say it in a way that maybe is unique to others. So, you know, yes, maybe you're the best partner or you offer the best client service. There's a way to describe that and tell that story that is different and unique for your business and can stand out. So it's something that I think is still important. It just happens to be something we're working on a lot with companies right now.
Yeah. And I, too, in 2017, influencer marketing was huge. Mm-hmm. And part of influencer marketing are influencers telling their stories about certain products, certain services, and that's influencing others to join on board with those products and services too. And it all goes back to storytelling. They're telling stories. And so if your organization can really get on board with that story, you'll be able to sell. And I think that's going to carry over into 2018 for sure.
I agree. It should carry over forever. That's one of those things that should just be in your DNA.
Is there anything that you think won't carry over from 2017 or before 2017, just marketing in general, that you don't think is going to go into 2018?
Well, I think it's interesting because everyone talks about social media and, you know, leveraging social media for recruiting or selling or building your company brand. And, you know, trying to crack, I think, something like the Snapchat feature or looking at things that are like Instagram and companies really feeling like they need to be out on these social networks, I would say. In some cases, it makes sense and some it doesn't. So really being focused on where your audience is, like hypersensitive to making, if you're going to invest in marketing, be smart about it and know who your audience is and then take the time to figure out what channels they really are on. And there are ways that you can do that. We're working with someone right now where, you know, really pushing them on Twitter leading up to a specific show. And it's like, listen, are your target buyers even on Twitter?
Right. Yeah.
Let's take a list of your top 50 and spend the time to just go out and see, are they on it? And if they are they engaged? And in what way, if they are, is it personal? Is it professional? Is it a mix of both? So just take that extra 1 to 2 hours, four or five, 6 hours to go out there and make sure you're doing the right thing. The flip side of that is, however, if you think about one of the, you know, a very important thing to keep in mind with B2B marketing is to watch the trends of consumer-based marketing. And obviously a lot of consumer-based businesses are investing heavily in Snapchat and Instagram and being able to now advertise on a lot of these channels. It's becoming important. So keeping an eye on what the consumer side of the world's doing. So if you even just think about how you use your phone and the way in which you are interacting with applications, whether that be getting confirmations of an order that you placed or watching a pizza delivery app and seeing where the driver is, you know, oh, they picked up my food and now they're on their way. And my gosh, now I can even see on a map how close they are to my home to deliver that. You know, other things like if you think about some of the tools and technologies that are being developed even for the recruitment industry today, we're hearing a lot of technologies out there that are based on swiping. So similar to how Tinder or Bumble works, you know, dating apps, they're looking at, you know, gosh, a lot of people are using that as consumers. We're getting used to using our phones in a way and tablets in a way that we're swiping or we're adding funny features, you know, filters and so forth to those. So looking at ways and telling stories, like you mentioned before, now with like Instagram stories and Snapchat stories, these are things that we're getting used to just in our lives of how we integrate day to day. It'll be important as marketers to look at and leverage tools and technologies that way to think, well, how can we use that as an industry in the applications we use or the way in which we communicate with people? Because it's becoming what people are used to. And, you know, right now that will help differentiate you as well. And I know you have some experience, some stories with Snapchat that you were going to maybe share.
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone's saying that Snapchat is dead. They have lost about 33% of their audience base within 2017. So that's a pretty, almost half of your audience. I mean, well, that's me rounding up, but that's a pretty significant amount to lose in a year. I believe that you shouldn't completely abandon any platform. Like, for example, Instagram has all of the attention right now. But if they were to lose all of it, people would go back to Snapchat. So still posting on Snapchat if you have it. Do I think that it's necessarily relevant for the staffing industry? Not always, but I think that there are some cases where, like you said, your audience is there and there could be use cases. For example, I've heard of some restaurants leveraging Snapchat to interview hostess or interview waitresses because they're people-facing and really their first impression is everything. The 10 seconds of their first impression is everything. So some restaurants have used Snapchat to interview with these waitresses and say, okay, in 10 seconds, tell me why you'd be a great waitress at a restaurant and how you would serve someone, how you would approach them if you came to their table. So that's a pretty good use case, but it's certainly a platform that maybe is on its way out right now, but I don't think it'll be out forever. I mean, they have some pretty smart developers over there that can bounce back with some great features. But I think it's a pretty good segue. If you could pick a theme for marketing in 2018, what would you think it would be?
So for me, kind of two things come to mind. So not necessarily one theme, but I do think this whole piece that you had mentioned a little bit earlier too on the advocacy piece is really looking at taking an account-based marketing approach. So focusing in on the client and candidate, but really if you just look at the client side and you think about every single interaction you have with the client from the time you're reaching out to them to introduce yourself for the first time to your first meeting, to your second, your third, your pitch, now they're a client and how you continue to stay engaged with them, to really take that to a new level of interaction where you're surprising and delighting them kind of along the way, I think is something that's really important to just think about naturally. Yeah. And something that we feel is important as a firm, but also just looking at how you're interacting. You know, a lot of people are looking at ways and these tools and technologies within even the recruitment space and candidate engagement side of the house. So looking at like Talent Tech Labs, it's a great resource to keep track of what's out there in general and in tools and technologies. But, you know, finding ways that you can engage better and in a more thoughtful way with your target audience, I think is very important. So not necessarily just in mass, but, you know, partnering again with the sales organization to, as a marketer with the sales organization, to really align with them and see how you can help them stand out and get those appointments and close those deals. With that, I would say kind of a theme going into this year, of course, digital, we are very busy looking at a lot of different tools and technologies, but also, you know, it's time. It is time to get a return on your CRM. It's time to get a return on your marketing automation system. It's time for marketers to figure out a way to align the two and companies to see why that investment is so critical from an ROI perspective and for us to be able to come to the table and show that and connecting that then with digital advertising. So you hear of all three, but those who can connect the three together, I think will be pretty far ahead. Taking that one step further from a digital and technology standpoint, and I actually have a post drafted right now on this, is voice-based or voice-enabled technology. So again, if you look at kind of future state and so forth, just how we use our phones, or you could be in your car now and you can hit the little microphone and say, take me to wherever that is, home or Starbucks or, you know, the grocery store, whatever it may be, or call Emily. Mm-hmm. And it'll look through your, you know, phone book that's connected through the Wi-Fi connection and, you know, call Emily. Right. So there's, you know, Alexa, obviously, things built within our homes today that we're getting used to talking to, and that behavior eventually will become part of regular day-to-day activity and something like we talked about earlier that we need to take into consideration how within the recruitment space or how within business can we take something that is growing so rapidly and make sure that that comes across on the business side as well.
Yeah, and with the rise of voice, like what you're saying, search engines are really picking up voice searches. So when we approach a lot of marketing tactics with our clients, we will look at voice so that we can make recommendations on how they can implement voice in their marketing strategy, since it is such a huge SEO tool that search engines are picking up. So it's important to be able to implement voice in your marketing strategy so that you are staying on trend with SEO trends. I also think that video is really big. I was just looking at an article today about using video on landing pages and how that's increasing conversions by 80%. And it makes so much sense because video engages people. We have such short attention spans these days. We aren't reading through long articles. We're way more inclined to click on a video on a landing page and hear someone out for a minute than spend a minute reading the page and then going through with the call to action. So I thought that was really interesting. I think that's something that I'm looking at too with some of our strategies that I'm seeing we are implementing with clients. So I think that'll be interesting to watch it grow in 2018 and look at that conversion rate with videos on landing pages.
Yeah, I think so too. I think people are often shying away from video because they think of the production. So fortunately, yes, with the iPhones and different technologies out there, you can get pretty good quality video. There's also a tool or a company called Skill Scout, which we've been meeting with and looking at ways to integrate with our own offerings to help clients as well. But it's making the creation of a very professional video extraordinarily compelling for a very reasonable price. So you don't always have to, you know, there's a time and place where you want to have more of the, you know, expensive type video production. There's a time and place for something like an iPhone type production. But Skill Scout certainly is something I would take a look at, just not only, you know, looking at it from a recruitment standpoint, which is kind of what they're based on, but I also think thinking of things like employee communications and sharing the company's story and things of that nature, it's a nice option to be able to do that as well.
Yeah, video can be used for so many things, and there are some forms where a great, nice video that, you know, you build out the storyboard and it's a pretty big production is amazing for, like if you're telling a brand story on a website. And then also, you can just log on to Facebook Live and create a great video there that can be sometimes just as effective. So using video in different ways and understanding that there are so many video platforms out there, Facebook, on Instagram, on Snapchat. I mean, a lot of social channels have their video implemented that you can utilize within seconds and post it and have a great engagement with your audience. One thing that I've seen some recruitment firms do with video that I think is really great is at the end of the week, they just log on Facebook Live and say, hey, here are our hot jobs for this week that we're looking for candidates for. Forward this video or reply to this video if you know of anyone in your network that that would be great for this role. And it has such amazing engagement because it's a quick video. People are watching it. They get a ton of information and then they share it with their network. So it has a ripple effect. And then all of a sudden, a ton of people are seeing your video and you're getting all these resumes. So I think the power of video is pretty great. Going into the staffing industry, the recruitment industry specifically, in 2018, how should recruitment organizations prioritize and align their marketing strategy to get ahead of competitors in the market?
You know, we're spending a lot of time right now looking at the various tools and technologies that are available to companies in the industry and how companies can utilize those to differentiate. So again, I mentioned Talent Tech Labs before as a terrific source or resource out there to track what's there. And I think it's important, you know, you hear a lot of companies building their own technologies, which is great as well to try and differentiate. But what you end up finding is that the companies who are really in the business of technology, they're behind the scenes creating some of the greatest technology we're going to see. Mm-hmm. So from an AI perspective, artificial intelligence, you know, it could be anything as, you know, like chatbots are on the rise as well, to automated messages and augmented reality programs, you know, different ways that people are using AI and machine learning to engage with clients and candidates. But you also have companies like Monster, like Bullhorn, firms who are tech companies who are really trying to differentiate themselves, but also give their client base these tools and technologies that will just blow their clients away with how forward-thinking they are. So I think it's important to make sure marketing is partnering with technology and that someone actually owns and is accountable for technology trends. So what trends are happening within the recruitment space? There are so many companies right now launching who have these different technologies. You know, you have the likes of Sense, you have Flash Recruit. There are a lot of companies out there who are, you know, launching and building these tools and technologies. Maya, just to name a few that we've been looking at and researching as well. But you have to, as a staffing organization, stay on top of that because your competitors are.
Right.
So if you don't have someone who understands what those tools are and what technologies are available, how it integrates with you know, like HearFish, there's marketing automation systems being created specifically for the recruitment space. Do you know about them? Do you know how they integrate with CRM, how they integrate with your ATS, and how to use them? If you don't, you should probably jump on that right away and see how you can do that to enable, you know, it's better for efficiency, it's better for communications, it'll help with retention of your candidates and clients. So it's just something that you really need. But the key there is someone needs to own it and be accountable for it. And make sure that they're bringing those trends to the forefront.
Stay one step ahead.
Definitely.
If a company could pick one facet of marketing to focus on in 2018 that would be most impactful to their business, what would you recommend?
Oh gosh, that is a loaded question. Especially because we do integrated marketing communications. But really, I really feel like, you know, a lot of what we talked about today, there's obviously mobile, there's trends in technology, there's how you can leverage consumer-based marketing on the B2B side. But if you can't at the core and foundation of your company know who you are and tell your story, that's pretty critical to have. If your sales reps aren't on the same page, if your recruiters aren't on the same page, that means your clients don't really know what you do and your candidates aren't going to be loyal to you and get excited about it. If you don't have that core and foundation, it's really hard to, you know, move past that to me. I mean, yes, you've been, you know, a lot of companies have been successful for many years. They've had great account reps, great recruiters, and have been able to build a business. But there comes a point where every company hits a wall and you have to look deep, dig deep to see why is this happening and what can we do to get to that next level. And what we see more often than not is the company has evolved into something that the brand and the messaging and the training element of that just did not keep up with. But that's something you can easily turn around. You just have to invest to do that. So I would say that. And then just remembering, you know, to treat others the way you want to be treated. So, you know, we're working on an article right now for Entrepreneur on how to be a good partner with vendors. But it's that same truth to just communicate with your clients in a very effective and smart way. Communicate with your candidates in a smart way. Just taking that one extra unique step with the people you're interacting with, including your vendors, will go such a long way for you as a business to really stand out from your competition. So I would focus there as well.
Know yourself and know your audience.
Yeah.
Leslie, thank you for sitting down with me today. If anyone wants to further their conversation with you, how can they best get in touch with you?
So the best way would be via email, probably. So that's L Vickery, and that's V-I-C-K-R-E-Y at clearedgemarketing.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at L Vickery.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Edge episode. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And you can also email me at etatum, T-A-T-U-M, at clearedgemarketing.com. And let me know if you have any questions or if you want to hear about anything in particular as it relates to our Women in Staffing series or our marketing episodes. So just shoot me an email and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.